Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call, to text, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. J.J. Watt said that it would be awesome if the Texans won a Super Bowl, that the parade would be crazy because Houston is a football town in a football state. I think Texas is a football state. I think you can make an argument that maybe Houston is a football town. It is largely due to a variety of different factors that are not the Houston Texans. If the Texans ever were good enough to win a Super Bowl, this town would 100% finally accept them.
Yeah.
That has not happened. And even with C.J. Stroud under center and D'Amico Ryans as the head coach, it does not feel like that is about to happen anytime soon. Thus, Houston is really a whatever team is playing best, the sport that they play town. That's what it is. It always will be that. I am cool with it. I have accepted it. At the very least, when something is good, we all support the product. And when it's not, we don't support it, which I really like.
Yeah, that is like accurate kind of commit. Like, it's not what people think is commendable. Like,
for us, it's commendable.
Where we go, like, bad sports town. Look out, no one's at this Marlins Rockies game. Isn't that crazy? I'm like, no, it's not crazy that no one's at a Rockies Marlins game. Who would be at that game?
Yeah.
But I think that it is. I think the Astros' recent run of success for the past decade, I think it has kind of moved the needle. On it, it's raised its baseball, I guess, Q rating. You know, like it's made it more of a baseball town. Where even if the Astros kind of slowly fade out of winning the AL West every year and going to the playoffs, I do feel like that there is at least like a generation of people that will be like huge Astros fans forever, basically.
Yeah.
Where, you know, in 2011, there's way fewer of those people.
I agree with you there.
Because they made the World Series in 2005.
Oh,
but they didn't have a sustained run of like, they are a top four team in baseball basically every year.
And there was a sustained stretch. We're talking around 10 years of them being an afterthought at best, you know?
Yeah.
Really, really bottoming out around 2011 to 2014. And look, there's been excitement in town about the Texans before, but there's always been, especially the last time around, going into this past season, there's always been a little bit of a, but let's wait and see at the end of said excitement. Because 2011 going into 2012, that was when this town was most excited about the Houston Texans. I was officially here a year when I saw that. Because they had the great start in 2012. They were 5-1. They were 11-1. And they got smoked by the Patriots on Monday Night Football and the rest of the season. They lost 3 of 4 to end the year, and then 2013, they lose 14 games in a row, and Jadeveon Clowney, Bill O'Brien come in. And
they start 2-0, right?
Right. Look, it's been, and then Matt Schaub, the pick sixes.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, there's, like, There's reasons for it. And to what you were saying, too, I mean, I a lot of my friends who are a little older than me, most of my friends are about 40 here in town, they always tell me that the Rockets, during their formative years, you know, early teens or around your teens, winning those back-to-back titles in 94 and 95 when they were 10, 11, or whatever they were, those championships make them probably, if you put a pistol to their head, Rockets fans above everything else because of those awesome, powerful, nostalgic yeah. moments that they have.
And while that was happening, the Houston Texans did not exist. Like they weren't
exactly.
They weren't even an option.
They weren't. They were in the process of leaving. The Cowboys were in the midst of a dynasty. Some people became Cowboys fans. Huge Cowboy fan population in town. Huge Saints fan population in town. A lot of transplants from Katrina, etc. New Orleans is also just, what, 6 hours away or so. So it's the second closest NFL city to Houston other than Dallas. You have transplants of every single fan base that are here in town. That's just the NFL side of things. And then there's the bazillion different college football teams. It for sure is a town that loves football, but the football, the NFL team town in town, it has not rallied an entire city around it. And it never will unless they make it to a Super Bowl.
I was going to say, is the line make it to a Super Bowl?
I think so. I think
to really move people.
The goalpost will be moved again if they win an AFC championship game. Because I think people, I mean, look, the Oilers never did it either. The Oilers never did it. The closest the Oilers came was 1979. I mean, this is as far as football towns go and as far as pro football towns go. Like, imagine the closest you've ever been was in 1979 as a town. And sure, there wasn't a team here in town from 97 through 02, but that's a long effing time.
Yeah.
That is a really long time. I mean, if the Oilers were still here, I would imagine that's close to the longest drought that there is in the NFL. Like, even the Jets have been to an AFC championship game or two over that period of time. 99, was it 2010?
Yeah.
2009? I forget the year.
09 and 10, I think.
Right. Like, the Jets, for God's sakes, have made it. The Jaguars have made it. The Panthers. Like, every team's made it. Yeah. Except for this one. And the Browns. The Lions even made it, for God's sakes.
Is the Browns more recent? Like, the old school Browns? Not... Obviously, since like they've come back, they haven't come
back. Yeah, because I think the Browns made it against, you're right, I think the Browns made it against John Elway.
Yeah, I was going to say,
one of those
the
John
drive,
Elway losses.
Was the drive in the AFC title?
I think one of those John Elway losses was, comebacks.
Losses to him, yeah.
Yeah, John Elway were losing the Super Bowl, but I think one of those, multiple of those John Elway comebacks were in the playoffs against the Browns. And I think one of them was in the conference championship game. So that's where it's at. And we do this conversation generally joking around, but all right, J.J. Watt talks about it. Felt I'd give my honest thoughts on it. I forget when it was that Bill O'Brien said that Houston is a football town, but that does seem to be the outsider perspective. And hell, I'd even go and point at the Texans flagship, which I worked for a time as an outsider coming in. Like, that was the idea. Hey, every single other market, when it comes to sports radio, the NFL team dominates the discussion. And while there was a time where that existed, 2011 and 2012, I think the best times of ratings in this city ever were featuring the JNR show, which was Josh Innes and Rich Lord afternoons over at the Texans flagship. They were talking about Texans pretty much the entire time. And that's what I remember was my playbook when I first came in, and we had awesome numbers. But it largely was due to that there was excitement about a new thing that people thought was actually going to turn into something big. I remember coming in here and being like, you guys suck. I'm from New England. My entire identity is being from Boston. You're a bunch of losers. The Pats are going to kick your ass. Then I ended up being right. Sorry. Sorry for being right. 713-780-3776 to call the text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. You want to keep on talking about that? You can. I think we have run our course with this conversation. Up next, is there another strong and powerful independent woman that Hannah McNair is going to get into some beef with? I think we've got the makings of it. Who am I talking about? Stick around. We might have a little more beef between the Texans and one of their biggest rivals next. First, let me tell you about my friends at risehealth.com. RIIZE health.com. Listen, if it's not working, it sucks, right? We've all had moments like this from time to time. You get up there in age, those moments happen a little bit more. So if you want to get back in the game, get your confidence back, and save your relationship, why not do something that's super discreet and super easy? You go to risehealth.com, R-I-I-Z-E health.com. You complete a quick medical form, and boom, you're going to be able to get something that Rise is offering that's brand new. It's called the Red Max Strips, your fast track to peak performance. They pack sildenafil, tadalafil, and oxytocin for harder, longer-lasting results in minutes. Super discreet. It's a strip you put under your tongue. It's in a condom-sized packet. You can sneak off to the bathroom. You don't need any water. You don't need, like, a bag with a pill in it or anything like that. And this stuff is ready to go because it goes right into your bloodstream through your tongue right away. Yes, it's the Red Max Strips. And if you go to Rise Health, R-I-I-Z-E health.com, you enter promo code 975, you get 20% off your first order. You want something that works because you want it to work. Rise up, your rise up with risehealth.com, promo code 975.
Thanks, studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
Most interactive sports talk show in town. You want to jump in, 713-780-3776 is how you call, it's how you text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. So, you want to weigh in on the Astros and their lack of offense? You can. Dana Brown said that Yordan Alvarez, the small fracture in his hand that has kept him out for a month plus, which was 60% healed about 10 days ago, is now 80% healed. Huzzah! He might be back soon, I guess. But you've also got the fact that the Astros have lost 3 of 4 games against the Chicago White Sox this year, so we'll see if that changes today. The offense is definitely struggling. Dana Brown does seem to believe it'll turn around to that. Christian Walker, who has been arguably the most frustrating part of the Astros this season, that he will get it going, that he's been a victim of bad luck. I hope so. Anyway, speaking of bad luck, the Houston Texans are bad luck for the rest of the AFC South. Am I right? Texans run the AFC South. Houston sports run their divisions. Cougs, Big 12. Boom. To basketball. Rockets, Southwest. Astros, AL West. Texans, AFC South. So what's going on around the AFC South? It's time for another episode of Southside.
Time to take a ride around the South Side of the AFC with Paul Gallant.
Doesn't matter, Brian. AFC South champions 2 years in a row, Brian.
Yeah, but you guys are back in the...
Doesn't matter what it looked like. Back in the playoffs. Looking forward to the playoffs.
Exactly.
Go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Didn't mean to interrupt. But it's time for us to talk a little AFC South. On the other side, I had talked about how there might be new competition in the AFC South for the strongest and most powerful woman in upper management in the NFL, the one and only Hannah McNair. There might be a little competition. So obviously, there's already Amy Adams Strunk. They're back and forths over the color H-Town blue and over the Oilers uniforms. And it does feel, given that the Titans are moving away from the Oilers uniforms altogether and are now saying, well, we got Titans blue. It feels like they are moving away from the past altogether. Seems like Hannah McNair has won.
I was going to say, I think the Texans came out on the winning side of that.
Hannah McNair, Queen Bee of the AFC South. But there might be some new competition. First off, did you know that the Colts now have not one, not two, but 3 strong, powerful, independent women owners of the team? That's right. Ownership of the Indianapolis Colts has fallen into the hands of Jim Irsay's, not one, not two, but 3 daughters. The principal owner, the one you're going to need to remember the name of, is Carly Irsay Gordon. And get this. She wears a headset during games. Yeah, that's right. You thought that Hannah McNair was hands-on? Carly Irsay Gordon wears a headset during games. She explained the reasoning for this practice during a press conference yesterday. Quote, I need to be able to say, is this person full of BS? Do they even know what they're talking about? It is such a complex organism, a football team, and how it operates. You could say, oh, that person ran that route wrong. Then you learn, oh, someone tagged the wrong receiver, and it wasn't really the player's fault. It was the person who called it. I would suggest it for anyone else that has to pay coaches and GMs millions and millions of dollars. It helps you make a less expensive mistake, potentially. Huh. Bugging your coaches and front office members? That is an idea. Now, might be more of a Richard Nixon kind of idea, or, I don't know, any of these follow-ups in American government, but watch out, Hannah McNair. Colts might be doing a little bit more due diligence when it comes to keeping tabs on who knows what they're all about and who's a doofus in their organization.
Yeah, yeah. Nick Caserio was crushed. Actually, he wasn't that crushed. But he was crushed in the city for wearing headphones.
He kind of was.
Or a headset.
Sean, you're right. It wasn't even kind of. He was crushed for that.
I felt like Cully caught most of it, though.
Yeah, he should have. He sounded like an idiot.
That's why I did say he... Cully got crushed. Caserio, I think, got criticized for it.
He did, because a lot of people were tired of the Patriots-South thing, and I was always like, this is the most qualified person here. Wait, we don't want him to wear a headset? The guy who's part of a 6 Super Bowl run? All 6 of them? Oh, he shouldn't have the headset on? Huh? You want this guy running the show to have no one in his ear helping him out? You just want him to raw dog it?
Yeah.
Like, I was raw dogging it at the gym yesterday without headphones. System. Terrible, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oof, awful.
Continue. I think if that ever happened to me,
I almost turned around and went home, but I had to go see the movie later. What you got?
True. Yeah, I think that this, it sounds good in theory of like, yeah, I wear a headset so I can make informed decisions on things. And this isn't specific to Carly Ursay Gordon. How informed are you? Like, if you and I just got to listen in on the Texans headset, like, how much more informed would we be on it? Or how much of it would be so over our heads that we're just like, I don't know what's going on.
Almost all of it.
Yeah, like, I have a hard time believing that, like, you can actually make an informed decision based off only wearing the headsets of a NFL team.
You're Carly Ursay Gordon. You're us, and you know a thing or two about football. And then all of a sudden you hear Jim Bob Cooter, the actual offensive coordinator of the Colts.
I just chuckle every time.
On the headset, it's a funny name. On the headset, he goes, Spider 2Y Monkey Banana, like something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. Yeah. I'm supposed to know if that
was right?
And then
I see the play get run, and it's an interception. And I'm like, did the wide receiver run the route wrong? Did Anthony Richardson overthrow him by 15 yards? I don't know.
I don't oppose the idea of doing this, but I also don't believe that it necessarily helps you make decisions. Yeah. It actually might complicate things.
Again, in theory, it sounds like it could work. Like, in theory, like Nick Caserio wearing the headset, I could see how that works. Like, I just don't – any owner – again, it's not just her. It's like if Cal McNair threw on a headset, I'm like, what are you learning?
Right, exactly. It's not just her. This is not us putting her down. It's more – this actually could do more harm than good for an owner to do this. But a general manager, I have no issue with it.
Yeah.
An owner doing this, you hear a back and forth between a coach and an assistant coach, and the assistant coach might be in the right, and you might take the side of the head coach instead of the assistant coach and think, oh, this is bad.
It's micromanaging.
We might have to call HR about this. And when you realize, like, shouting matches happen on the sidelines of every single NFL game. More from Carly Ursay Gordon when asked about Anthony Richardson. We believe in Anthony Richardson. All right, well,
that's what you got to say, I guess.
I would say we're going to let this quarterback competition play itself out. That's what you should say, in my opinion. We believe in Anthony Richardson. Do you? You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Anthony Richardson does not deserve the benefit of the doubt right now. He doesn't. And this is coming from a Florida Gator fan who enjoyed him in that one game against Utah. But that's
win the Heisman after that game.
That's seriously what they were going to do, because he did that one spin pass while rolling out to his right. He was certainly a lot of fun highlights-wise in college, but I mean, he frustrated me, and I was biased towards the guy.
I think it's because the other option is Daniel Jones, where I'm just like, I believe in Anthony Richardson, so I don't have to believe in Daniel Jones. So I don't want to live that life of having to believe in him.
That's totally fair. More around the South. Uh-oh. Somebody else is dealing with general soreness. He's a quarterback. Trevor Lawrence is dealing with general soreness. Same guy who's coming off of a shoulder surgery last year.
I hope
wore sleeve during Tuesday's minicamp because of general soreness for Liam Cohen.
I hope Jacksonville sports radio is talking about this.
Oh, yeah. RJ, our guy, RJ.
Yeah, I'll ask RJ. They're talking about this breathlessly.
This is topic one, topic two, topic three, and topic four.
That's how we do it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. That's how you're supposed to.
No, I mean, that's what we did when our guy wasn't throwing in training.
Well, that's what some of us did. We did not. I was laughing because, you know, I stay around after work a little bit to do some social media stuff. And I think that the Killer Bees let off the show saying, like, yeah, we were right to be concerned. And it's like, yeah, okay, I guess. I don't know. I had something else to talk about.
Is this all just for Nick Mullins to get more work as the backup? I had to look up who the backup at Jacksonville was.
Quarterback controversy. Yeah, they don't have a fun backup. So it would have been funny if they drafted Shedeur Sanders. They did not. One more AFC South story. Jeffrey Simmons, best player on the Titans. He's 20 pounds lighter.
That seems like a lot.
Check out that bod. B-O-D. I want your bod. That's my favorite commercials from back in the day.
Wow, that is a very old reference.
One of the drops that we need.
But yeah, it was the deodorant commercial from 15 years ago.
And it was different than Axe body spray, which were essentially just chemical warfare canisters, you know? Those Axe body spray cans were essentially the same thing you use to fog up a room and kill all the bugs. They literally were grenades. And you go into a middle school locker room when you were in middle school, it is just Axe body spray.
I can smell it now, today.
It started when we were in middle school. Like, that's when it came out and everyone was doing all the spray. So what Bod had like a squirt bottle. It, like the same kind of squirt bottle you'd use to, you know.
Like on a pet?
Yes, on a pet or to Windex down a window, you know? It was like that. And I always wondered, wait, how does this work? Like, you're putting this on yourself, but it's a spray bottle. Like, a spray bottle is for distance, you know? So, yes, there once was a phase, this is how we wrap up our Southside conversation, where we would douse ourselves in aerosols that probably tore a hole in the ozone layer because of how bad we stank when we were in middle school. And speaking of stank, the rest of the AFC South stinks. The Houston Texans do not. Southside. Yeah. Southside. Southside. Everybody do the Southside. Southside. Yeah. The Southside. Southside.
Speaking of the Southside, Travis Hunter, is he dancing too much at Jay?
Too much.
I feel like this is a forced narrative. This is like not something anyone's actually worried about, but I always see clips of him dancing, being like, look at him dancing again at training camp. But like, again, no one actually thinks this is a problem.
Do you think the Jaguars flagship station was like, is Travis Hunter too gay? Like, do you think that they had a conversation like that? I'm just asking the question. Is that a topic that RJ, producer now at 1010, the flagship station of the Jaguars, was like, hey, like, is this something worth talking about?
We bring on Jags legend John Henderson to talk about Travis Hunter.
It would be. There is a part of me that wants to, like, do a day of filling in Jacksonville radio and just talk about how what Travis Hunter's doing is great and how, like, there needs to be more metrosexuals in Jacksonville. What hick town that it is. Anyway, Paul Galacha, stick around. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What is washed in the world of sports? 713-780-3776 to call the text. Is U.S. men's soccer just done? Are they just dead? They're definitely washed. Is it dead forever? I think I'm out on it forever. Answer that on the other side. Stick around.
5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
most interactive sports talk show in town. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. See if the Astros can actually get a win against the White Sox of all teams, who they are 1-3 against this year. Ime Udoka not interviewing with the New York Knicks. Rockets denied the Knicks' request to interview him. Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight in Indiana between the Thunder and the Pacers. And the Texans concluded a second minicamp practice where C.J. Stroud, again, throwing, and J.J. Watt afterwards, and we've spent a lot of the last hour or so talking about this, said that it would be awesome for Houston to get a Super Bowl parade, which I agree with, and that Houston is a football town, which I do not necessarily agree with, even though this is a city that loves football. Just because you love high school football and you love college football, it doesn't make up for the fact that for whatever reason, there's not a lot of love for the highest level of football in the city. It is weird. It is unique among sports towns that I've been in. I've been to a bunch. It has always been interesting to me, especially since my return here to ESPN 97.5, 92.5, and Houston as a whole. It has been out, it seems, on football for a while, and there's been actual success the last couple of years, and it hasn't even brought everybody back.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, J.J. Watt might be right, but not in the way that you think. Like, it's not – it is a football town. Like, sure.
Right.
It is not a Texans town. Never has been.
Never has been. Could it be? Sure. I have a bunch of people in my responses saying, well, when they win a Super Bowl – it's been never since this city with two franchises has won a Super Bowl. It's been never. Just miss me with the, like, it's definitely a football town above everything else. No, it's a whatever team is best town. A lot of transplants here that sort of make up for the fact that, yes, there's a lot of high schoolers that live here and they love the high school football and they love the college football and all that stuff. But it's an interesting market as far as demographics, et cetera, and for whatever reason, the city does not really care about the National Football League compared to other cities. And it is bizarre because it is located in Texas. 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston, Twitch at ESPN 975. That could be the fault of the local NFL team. Who is washed in the world of sports? It's time for Washed Watch Wednesday.
We all know something or someone that's washed.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
From dating apps.
Swipe, 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 swipe.
To Skip Bayless.
It's my turn!
To Scott Boras. It's time to find out who's on Washed Watch on the Paul Gallant Show.
That's right. Who is washed? U.S. men's soccer. Washed. I have zero desire to watch the World Cup now. Zero. Is that this year, Sean?
Next summer.
Okay.
I think a year from today or tomorrow, it like actually kicks off. So it's like actually a year away.
Well, at least we'll have another sport to watch during the slow times.
Yeah,
but
that's why I'm not going to play so fast and loose with, we'll never talk about U.S. soccer.
I don't want to talk about them. How about that?
Yeah.
I want to punish them.
I think that's fair. I think
they deserve time out.
I'm out on like this generation. I'm out on like these guys.
And we supposedly have the best soccer player in our country's history who refuses to play in the international games, in which we are getting spanked.
Yeah.
2-1 to Turkey I can sort of tolerate, but it's Turkey. 4-0 to Switzerland. Both of these games took place in the United States. You've lost 4 games in a row at home. You gave up 4 goals in 35 minutes of play. They're disgusting.
Yeah, it's like I'm out on these guys.
Yeah.
Now, in another, like, 10 years, it's like, okay, we'll have to see some pelts on the wall.
At this point, I just never want to hear that this team is on the rise and that they're about to be a threat. It'll never happen. I feel very confident saying that right now.
It is a lot like the Texans, where, like, every time there's, like, momentum building, it's like, nope, not really.
At least with the Texans, it is technically possible. It is not possible with the United States.
Yeah.
It's just not possible. You have a World Cup in your backyard next year, and you're going to embarrass yourself. You probably don't even deserve to qualify for it right now. Can things change over the next calendar year? Sure. But why would they?
Yeah, it's like,
how would they?
Yeah, it's just like having Pulisic and like the guys who are sitting out play. That's like the fix. It's like the guys from last year, or not last year, last World Cup's team. Like those guys come back, and it's like, well, they didn't really like play together in the meantime that much. So
yeah,
I don't know how they're supposed to get better together. Maybe they get better individually, but it's a team game. Soccer is.
By the way, the U.S. men's national team is saying that they're ignoring the criticism from Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey. The noise on the outside is the noise on the outside, said Tyler Adams.
Okay. Sure thing.
Cool, man.
Hey, I'm glad you're playing, all right? Like, to be fair, they're mad at the guys that aren't playing. That's who Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey are mad at. They're mad at the guys that are sitting out. They're not mad at you.
So time to bring back Greg Berhalter. I'm kidding. Supposedly, per a texter, Mauricio Pochettino is one of the best soccer coaches there is. Sure, great. These guys suck.
Yeah.
I have no interest in them. And I think a lot of people are starting to lose their collective interest in the United States soccer team. They had such momentum after 2014. They had such momentum after that World Cup.
Yeah.
And they have pissed all of it away.
I think if they stink it up in the U.S. in a World Cup, like, I think that will be the, like, nail in the coffin.
There will be riots in L.A. if that happens.
I have some news for you, Paul.
There's already riots in L.A. So imagine the riots in L.A. that. There'll be a lot of, I mean, listen, I know things on the border not going so hot. I have some thoughts, keep them to myself. But, I mean, I might be forced to become a Mexico soccer fan. I might be forced to become a Mexico soccer fan. Follow the strong. Follow the strong. Even if they're saying something that is allegedly offensive to me every single time there's a goal kick, I might have to follow the strong. Am I going to become a Canadian soccer fan? Who else is in?
Oh, and they won yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, Canada is
no,
doing
Mexico.
Well.
Mexico won yesterday.
Oh, Mexico?
Yeah.
See? There's other North American teams. What have I got to root for? Cuba. I know they're commies, but Cuba? What
Panama?
Else?
Panama seems to be.
Yeah,
they
Panama.
Seem to kick our ass.
Panama's always tough. Jamaica? They've got a team. A bobsled team, too. What else is washed in the world of sports? Fat Luka Doncic. Washed, watch. Did you see him? He's at the gym.
I'm not.
He's working out.
I'm good for him. Good.
He's good. Working out.
Good.
That seems, Sean, condescending and dismissive.
A lot of guys look good in the offseason. I want to see it on the court.
All right, fine.
That's where I'm at with Luka. That's where I'm at with Jalen Green too. Jalen Green, hey, I see you lifting weights. Good for you. That wasn't really the problem. It didn't help, but that's not the problem. I just need to just play basketball better. That's what I need.
But he's working out.
Again, great.
It seems like he'll play basketball better if he works out, Sean.
Sure. Can I ask why you started working out this offseason?
Because everyone was mad at me.
Okay.
That's great motivation.
Okay.
Washed Watch continues. The Galleria washed.
Oh, yeah.
Three shootings in 3 weeks. Jeez.
I mean, malls washed.
But the Galleria specifically.
Yeah.
Isn't the Galleria, like, second biggest mall in the United States? To the one in Minnesota?
I didn't know it was that big.
I could be making
Or I didn't know it was that big, like, relative to whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, I think malls in general, but yes, the mall, the safety of the Galleria is definitely washed.
Washed watch continues. Who else is washed? The slow ends of college basketball games washed? Because now officials cannot conduct video review on out-of-bound calls unless there is a coach's challenge. Thank God.
Yeah, and I'm guessing the coach's challenge, it's only one, and then if you get it right, one more. Even if both coaches use both challenges in the last 2 minutes to challenge, like, out-of-bounds, that probably would be less times that they go to the monitor than they do already.
The NBA needs something like this.
The NBA has the system already.
Oh, it does? Oh, God. By the way, the NCAA can still use replay for timing, scoring errors, shot clock violations, two-point versus three-point attempts, and flagrants. But now, if you hit someone in the nuts, it doesn't mean an automatic ejection. It used to be either a common foul or a flagrant, and you were gone. Now there's a flagrant one for groin shots.
Again, good edit. good
nice edit.
Good. I think there needs to be a middle ground between...
Did Texas Tech guy in one of the Cougs Texas Tech games
get
kicked right?
Toppin. Not Obi Toppin. Not his brother either. Just a different guy whose last name. JT Toppin. He got kicked out of one of the Cougs games.
Okay, that was it. Right, and it was early on.
And they won that game.
They did win that game.
Yeah, it was the game here. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's where they left a message on the whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cougs remembered it.
God, I forgot about that. You know what? Basketball town. Those were some good times.
They were some good town. Yeah, someone just posted in response to me on X saying, like, Houston is a whatever team is best in town. Kind of Paul said, not a basketball town. I mean, Rockets are the Southwestern Division champs, and the Cougs played in the national championship. And there was beef between the Cougs and Texas Tech. So.
I can't wait for...
Chew on that.
Next November. I can't wait till November when the season starts.
That is Sean Mapes. I am Paul Gallant. It is the Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call, to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Last chance to dance. A little garbage time next. Stick around.
ESPN.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.